News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government is spending up to €180,000 per year keeping some families in emergency homeless accommodation, while at the same time cutting funding to homeless prevention schemes like the tenant in situ scheme. That's according to new figures released under Freedom of Information this morning to Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson, Eoin Overeen, who joins us. Good morning to you, Eoin. Before we get into that, can I just ask you, would you like to react to what we have seen? Obviously, a huge amount of people have family members in nursing homes and I've no doubt are very concerned this morning in the wake of that RTE expose last night.
Sure, it's absolutely shocking. But I think for many families who have experienced this, it's not a surprise. Obviously, we need the minister to respond as a matter of urgency. But there is simply no justification for anybody, particularly vulnerable or older people who are in nursing home care, to be subjected to this kind of treatment. And there is a concern because I know a number of people who themselves have been whistleblowers who are scared to make protected disclosures. So first of all, we need our loved ones to get the right quality of care. And where there are problems and people highlight those problems, they should not be subjected to bullying or intimidation. They should also be protected because they're doing the right thing.
Okay. And they are, of course, supposed to be protected. But nonetheless, moving on to what you're actually here to talk about, Eoin, this idea that we're spending, the taxpayer is spending up to €180,000 on accommodation on an annual basis for families. This would be 3 and 4 bed requirement families, which would obviously be cheaper to get them a home in the short term. Tell us, first of all, I suppose, your reaction to these figures and where they come from.
I have to say, even I was utterly shocked when I saw the figures of up to 140,000 for a family with 2 children in emergency accommodation and up to 180,000 for a family with 3 or 4 children. This is the cost in Dublin. There's about 1,500 families, including about 3,500 children in emergency accommodation in the city and county as we speak. And for me, the really, really crazy thing is this. The greatest cost of families and children in emergency accommodation is to the families and children themselves. The impact on children's development, physical, emotional, intellectual, is enormous. And many of these families spend 2 to 3 and in some cases 4 years in emergency accommodation. So that means if it's costing up to 180,000 a year, the total cost for a family over 2 to 3 years is greater than the average cost of purchasing a home.
Simple math. But Eoin, where are these people staying? Because I was looking at the cost. I was going to go, that's £500 a night, roughly speaking, 180, roughly speaking, so 180. Where are they staying?
So the majority of them aren't in voluntary, not-for-profit emergency accommodation. They're in B&Bs, they're in hostels, or they're in hubs. And for example, if you take a B&B that's converted into emergency accommodation, that will be a large family in a single room with 4 or 6
beds. And that's costing
beds.
The state £500 a night.
And there's a per night charge per adult and per child. The costs are through the roof. And yet at the same time, the government is cutting funding,
as you said.
It would
be cheaper to be in a posh hotel.
It would be cheaper to buy the home that family were more than likely in the private rental sector before they became homeless under the tenant in situ scheme. The costs, the most up-to-date cost we have for the average cost of a purchase under the tenant in situ scheme was €250,000 for a home in 2023. We don't have last year's figures. So first of all, these families shouldn't be becoming homeless in the first place. There are preventative measures. But government has slashed the funding for those measures. In Dublin City alone, they got less than half the amount of money this year.
Are the government
than they
did not
last
saying that they've paused rather than slashed? They've paused while they're going to assess it?
No, the very opposite. That's what they said at the start of the year. But then when the funding allocations came through at the end of March, early April, if you take Dublin City, they were given effectively half the amount of funding for social housing acquisitions. And that's particularly impacting on both the tenant in situ scheme for families and also the Housing First scheme. It makes no sense to be spending hundreds of thousands of euros of taxpayers' money forcing families with children into inadequate emergency accommodation when in many cases those families could be prevented from homelessness by purchasing the home or by investing more in building more social and affordable homes.
Which begs the question, why do you think that they are doing it in this way? If it is so much cheaper to buy a home or potentially build a home than to do what they are doing, is it because that if they do that, the emergency accommodation will simply fill up again? It's a bit like bed blocking in the hospital system. If you move somebody out, that bed refills and you're paying for 2 places. Is that the rationale behind this?
No,
I don't know what the rationale is.
No, I don't think so. And I find it hard to understand what the rationale of the minister and the government is for cutting vital homeless prevention schemes. The state is spending about 400 million euros annually on emergency accommodation and homeless services. But 95% of that is on emergency accommodation. Far more money should be put into prevention. And the best form of prevention is either buying the home that the renter is in when they get an eviction notice, or increasing the supply of social affordable homes and ring fencing some of those for people in emergency accommodation. Other countries like Finland have virtually eradicated long-term homelessness. They did it because they made a political decision. We have year-on-year increases in single-person, family, child and pensioner homelessness. It's a direct result of government policy. And I suppose what the information I put into the public domain through yourselves and the Irish Independent this morning shows clearly is government is on the one hand spending more and more money on poor emergency responses and cutting vital funding for homeless prevention. It makes no sense, but very little of this government's housing policy makes sense to me.
We will invite the Minister for Housing onto the programme to address all of those issues as you have raised them. That is Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Ona Vrin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.